A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Nun, Shabbos 50A, pagination page 99, but we will start from the facing page at the bottom of 98, Mem Tesaret Beis 49B, at the very bottom, the last five lines. Begizei tzemer ve'ein metaltelin. With the shearings of wool, and you're not allowed to move them. They remain mukta, and we mentioned, because typically these things are valuable, and even though you decided to use them for hatmana, for insulating, but you still consider them off limits, and as soon as you take your pot out, for example, they revert back in your mind to being intended for processing and being off limits for other uses. Omar Rava, Rava said, that's only referring to if the person did not use them repeatedly for hatmana. Avotaman bahen, but if a person used them for hatmana, metatulim osam, they are now usable. Eisvei, ahumei rabbanan bar yomei lirava. They ask the following question. Tomnim begizei tzeme ve'ei metatulim osam. You hide in gizei tzeme and you're not allowed to move them. Ketzad hu osa, what are you supposed to do? On to today's daf. Nota lasakisu vehei noflos. You take the cover and they fall. So apparently, the fact that you hid in them still causes them, in other words, does not remove the muktzah status from them, because you clearly did hatmana and they remained muktzah. You have to pull the pot out and they just fall to the wayside. You're not allowed to move the cover, the insulation. Eli itmar hachi itmar. This is the correct way to understand what Rava said. Amar Rava, lo shanu elo shalo yichadon lahatmana. We're talking that he did not designate it for hatmana. Avo yichadon lahatmana, but if he designated it for hatmana, metatulim osan, you would be able to use it, and that's what we've described when you want to make something removed from mukta. And apparently even valuable items that are odd to use for insulating, if you designate them, you're the owner, you're entitled. Mm-hmm. If you want to use gold chips for insulation, whatever you want to do, if you truly designate it, then it would work. Itma nami ki asa ravin amar Rav Yaakov, amar Rav Asi, bar ben Shaul, amar Rebbe, lo shanu, towards the end of the fifth line, We did not learn Elisha lo yichdan la'atmana. You did not designate it for atmana. Ava yichdan la'atmana metatulim osam. But if you designated it, then you could move it. And this, in its application, we mentioned by the concept of a nutcracker. If you want to take a rock, if you indeed designated it, that would work. Ravina Amar, Ravina says there's a different reason in Rava's case that even though you used it once, it did not automatically lose its mukta status. He says, "Bishal hefsek shanu." We're talking about things that were designated for sale. And therefore the expectation is that after you pulled the pot out, you're going to put it back into your raw material supply for sale. Tanya nami hachi, and that's what we learned. Gizet Sama Shal Hefsek, if it's the shearings that were designated for sale, a metatulim osan, you can't move them. V'miskina balabais l'shtamish bahem, but if he designated them, he could change its status. Metatulim osam, you would be able to move them. There are a significant number of sources in the Gemara to try to enable us to extrapolate what the halacha would be for mukta in each case. If you'll take a look midway on the page, the first word on the line is tinyana, hakash. Yeah? Tinyana, hakash sha'al gabe yamita, straw that's on the bed. So they're using regular straw to soften, to be their mattress. It wasn't made into a pillow, it was just strewn out the way they used to do it. Lo yinan u biyado. Guy gets to his bed Friday night, and no one made his bed. It's not flat, the straw is not flat. So he cannot do it with his hands. Avo minano begufo, but he could agitate it with his body to position it the way he wants, because that's not a direct movement of muktzah, avam lahaya maicho behema, if either it was designated for food of an animal, so that it's not muktzah, because you're using it as food for someone, o shayolav karo sadin mi ba'od yom, or there was a pillow or a sheet from daytime, so that it was designated as your mattress, then nano biyado, then you'd be able to move it. So each one of these has to be brought into consideration, how we paskin, etc. But these are the basic concepts. Somehow you want to be able to designate it. Perhaps the most interesting form of designation is on the bottom of the page, right before the wide lines, Amar Rav, at the end of the line, Amar Rav Yehuda, just starting the wide lines. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Machnis adamala kupaso offer. You could bring a container full of dirt, va'osa bakaltzarko, and use it during Shabbos for whatever you need. So our application, we don't have, no one's spitting on the floor that we have to throw some dirt on it. That's not our case. But the case would be that you need dirt to throw on ice so that your front walk is not dangerous. So if you have an Eruv, and it's not an issue of carrying, so then your only question is the muktzah on the dirt. So what he's saying is you can bring in the container of dirt, leave it in your garage, let's say, in a designated location, and you're allowed to use it. It's no longer muktzah. Darash mar zutra, mishmei demar zutra rabba, v'ushayiche lekarin zavis. As long as you put it in a specific spot, like we would do, we would put it in a container in a specific spot, and that would make it no longer muktzah. If you follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, you have to do something to it. Right? The nutcracker type of situation, you would have to rub it. The boards that you want to use as a bench, you would have to rope them. Rav Papa, filu teim rabbanon. Even the rabbanon. Ad kan lo kamir rabban debinan maisa lemidid debar avida be maisa. They only require that you do something if it's something that could be done. What are you going to do to the sand? Every granule of sand you're going to make better? There's nothing to do. So apparently the way this item gets designated in the normal course of events is simply to put it in a pail in a designated place. Avamidid lo bar avidam be maisa lo. But something that doesn't have a way to make it better. So what you've done makes it good, and that's sufficient. Let's turn the page for one intriguing Gemara. If you look halfway, top and bottom, and go a drop lower, at the end of a line, the word rochets. It's probably like 25 lines from the bottom.
Rochets Adam.
Good. Rochets Adam Panav Yadav Araglov B'chol Yom. How we got into this, doesn't matter. It's just, it's a nice Gemara to know. A person is supposed to wash his face, hands, and feet B'chol Yom every day B'shvil Kono, because of his master. And this gets into the topic that the human being is Hashem's ambassador in this world, and he's supposed to look presentable. So our minig is that we don't require bathing feet necessarily, because we wear socks and shoes and they don't get particularly dirty. But hands and face, that's true. Also, I think I've mentioned it, that before Shabbos, even if a person takes the shower in the morning because he's going to be on the road and he's a guest somewhere, a Shabbaton, a Simcha, it's very difficult for him to take the shower closer to Shabbos the way it should be taken, but at least to refresh himself, face and hands, before Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos. Yeshe koach, have a great day.